And I want to welcome you. You're listening to Heart of Mind Radio. And this is PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network. We're so happy to be with you today. This is going to be a very, very special program, I believe. And we're going to be talking about a special event, an event that's coming up very, very soon. In fact, I could even say that it's already started. And we're going to be looking at the Grand Council of Sacred Circle of Grandmothers and Grandfathers, whom are sages of the planet. And we're going to be speaking with one who is really a wisdom keeper, I would say, and a teacher of the great traditions that have birthed and come to blossoming in Mexico. And my guest today is Mazatzin. I'll ask you, Mazatzin, to give us your full name. It would be so nice to have it pronounced correctly.
Oh, thank you. Good morning. Good morning, everybody. My name is Mazatzin. You said it just right. You said it just right. Mazatzin Casas Acosta.
Okay. Wonderful. And you have been coming together, pulling together these series events, this time that's going to take place. And it's going to be between September 21st and September 25th. So there's a series of things that will be going on throughout this wonderful period here in the New York area. But I'm wondering if you could please begin first by telling us a little bit about yourself. Now, I know that you are one who can look at the calendars, the Mayan Aztec calendars, and you have an understanding of how all of this works. And it ties into this time frame right now when you're bringing together these traditions of the eagle and the condor. But I want to give people just a bit of a foundation for what you've been speaking of. And if you can, try to speak up.
Okay. Thank you very much. First, I want to say Plaza Kamati, Nolgotzi, Notlapotzi, Notelotzi, Chosiketali Chantito, Iwan Ketali, Chosiketali, Tlaskamati, Totatzi, Tonatiu, Iwan Totlasi, Tonatiu, and Nawak. First, I want to give thanks to all the people who make it possible for me to be here and come this far. I want to give thanks to the sun who gives light and warmth like a very good father, and to the earth who gives food, clothing, and shelter to everybody and everyone alike. So thank you for this opportunity. Yes, I'm here representing what is known as a sacred circle of grandmothers and grandfathers, sages of the planet. It is a very incredible opportunity for us to be here, and we appreciate so much this opportunity. This is a project, you could say, a movement that began 10 years ago in Ollantaytambo, Peru, where the grandfathers from Peru, they got together into a vision, and one of the spiritual elders, they envisioned a unity, a possibility of really uniting the ancient knowledge to help in helping, I guess, govern our world today, you could say. Because so many things are going on, but there's a lot of experience that's hidden in these ancient wisdoms that have not been used, have not been taken a look at. And so the idea was to start an opportunity to gather these knowledges, these wisdoms, even Inca and pre-Inca, and unite them with the knowledge and the wisdoms of all the original peoples of the continent, or the continent as we call it. So we see one continent, one culture, based on love, traditions, and respect, and with a multitude of languages, customs, and traditions. All throughout the Western Hemisphere, original peoples had an opportunity and developed a system, I guess, and practice a way of life that allowed them to remain in the harmony of the earth and the rhythm of the cosmos. And so here we are, once again, after all these hundreds of years, now we're reaching out and saying, allow us to be part of the discourse. Allow us to be part of the solutions, the resolutions, or finding the resolutions and solutions to the issues and the problems that affect all of the earth. But at this time, we see also that by all the events that are going on and how original peoples, indigenous peoples throughout the world are stepping forward and to take on their responsibility that was given to them in many, many hundreds and even thousands of years ago, and they're stepping forward to take on that responsibility and being joined by all the other peoples of the earth. So everybody focused on the fact that we need to come back to a little more down-to-earth knowledge and wisdom that is inside the earth, you could say, and its vibrations in each one of us. So here we are, and in New York, we decided to do the 10th reunion. This group has got together 10 times already, 10 different years, the past year, every time in a different country, Peru, Argentina, Chile, Ecuador, and they keep coming up. Last year, they came to Mexico, in Tepoztlán, where I myself and another gentleman were given the responsibility to host the next conference, and that was going to be in the United States. The first one in the United States. They've been waiting 10 years to get here, so they can meet with the brothers and the sisters and the sister nations, brother nations of the northern part of the hemisphere, and come together and just put our minds and our heads together. We would like to help reestablish the relationship, both national and international, between Indian nations, indigenous nations, so that they can use their experiences and contribute, like I said once again, to help make the world a little better for everybody.
Well, I really do love this idea, and I think personally, as much as the United Nations does good work or attempts to do good work, I believe that's what it's really missing. The nations, the Aboriginal nations, the indigenous nations of the world, to be sitting down at that table with equal measure of influence and power in the decisions that are being made. So I certainly agree and believe that this is very, very important at this time to bring this message to the United States, because the United States is in great political chaos at the moment. And I think that the people themselves are floundering, and it would be an appropriate time to open up to this wisdom that has been handed down generation by generation by generation, so that we can begin to inform our choices, our decisions, and be empowered by this message. So I'm really grateful that you are bringing this to the United States.
Two things. Yes, you're right. And I've noticed this is my first year experience here at the United Nations. And it's true, there's so many issues going on at one time there. And they do have the permanent forum on indigenous issues that happens once a year. And so I was invited to that this year. Wow, there were over 1,000 members who came, people who came. So it was so much going on. And of course, not everybody had an opportunity to present. Some had to be presented with statements, written statements. But the most beautiful thing about it all is that we got to see each other and meet each other and shake hands and realize that we have a lot of the same issues and maybe solutions and conclusions for each other. And that's the important part about it. And I do notice also that the UN has been opening up, really, yeah, little by little, of course. But nonetheless, people are getting into positions of more responsibility and have a direct connection to the indigenous nations. So I heard much of the discourse. I know a lot, it's a big difference from talking to walking. I understand that. But we have to put down the idea first and come into place. So I do agree also that our indigenous people, they've learned many, many things in 500 years. And in the 500 years, the most important thing that they've learned is they learn how to suffer without fainting. So here we are, after all these hundreds of years, and saying, okay, let's talk again, let's sit down again, let's negotiate, let's find a common ground, which of course is our Mother Earth. Let's realize our common ground, and let's work to protect and save and preserve the common ground for all of us and all our future generations. And you're right. So one thing is important that we want to see and we want to focus on is we want to turn our intention from the protest to the proposal. Okay? You know, we do protest. We protest against things that are not right, things that are hurting the community and the people and the earth. But at the same time, we need to come up with proposals, good, solid proposals that we can help and contribute to the makeup of this society that we're all a part of now. And that's what I realized in our ancient wisdoms and our ancient customs, that it was about inclusiveness, including all of the living beings into one sphere, the earth. And then respecting and protecting each and every one of us. And I think that that's something that we can contribute. And like you said, maybe that's a little bit of what has been missing, even though the truth being that it's been there for 40 years, 50 years, who knows how long, you know, because our elders from throughout the continent, throughout the world, have been approaching, have been coming forward, have been bringing ideas, have been bringing a lot of times complaints and things that we're protesting about, but also they've been also asking, let us come in, let us join you, let us help you. And so, but many times it's been taken as a, okay, here comes the elders to speak, or here comes the spiritual person to speak, and they come in and speak, and then they leave, and it seems like they're not a part of the whole, as you said already, decision-making. And so what we're hoping to do, and the grandfathers, particularly the ones coming from Peru, who have asked me, to keep in mind that our focus is the recognition, or in Spanish it says oficialización, or you know, making it official, the spirituality that the original people live under. And I call it recognizing the recognition of our spirituality, cosmos perception, and sovereignty. And then we can sit down and talk. So here we go once again. In New York, we'll be here from the 21st to the 25th. Is the actual circle and council. The grandfathers get here, start getting here Monday already on the 19th. And on the 20th, we'll receive them, register them, and have a purification ceremony of a sweat lodge, a temazcal, and prepare them. The following day will be Wednesday, and we will have a sunrise ceremony. It'll be also, as you know, the International Day of Peace. And we want to begin by bringing peace to the Mother Earth, and asking for peace for all living beings. It will be a crushing metal from a park at sunrise. And it's open to the public. We're asking people to come and join us. You know, it's a work day and so forth, but if you have any opportunity to get away and come up there and let us receive the sun so you can see all of us standing there together. And then on this day, the 21st, we'll be coming into we've been hosted, by the way, by the Guild of the Women's Guild of the United Nations. We're hosted by Kubraiti. We're hosted by the National Association for Indigenous People and the International Coalition of Aboriginal Women. So we have been given an opportunity also a space in one of the UN annexes at 310. 44th Street. We will be there from 1 to 6 p.m. And on that day, we'll be receiving also some very, very special guests. We're receiving the guests, the people that were at the forefront of the protest against the pipeline up in North Dakota. They're coming to speak with us and to share with us in Canada. And I think it's going to be a very interesting day.
Yes, well, this sounds very, very important. And unfortunately, I have to say I'm getting just a little bit of static in the details of what you said. The connection is a little bit staticky. So I'm wondering if you could go through it again a little bit slowly so that people can really get down that information of the events. Should they want to participate?
Definitely. Okay, I will begin a little slowly, and we were doing a little movie over here. And our events they began yesterday. We had a press conference yesterday at Salinas Restaurant, and we were joined by quite a few members of the press. And so that was our beginning opening of this week work. So tomorrow, on the 17th, we have a fundraiser a multicultural fundraiser with much work being performed, music and dance by the Andean nation, and also the Aztec nation will be here. And it will be at a place called Fisa Pakari, and that's on 6710 Roosevelt Avenue in Queens on the second floor at 7 p.m.
67 Roosevelt Avenue in Queens.
Yeah, 67-10 Roosevelt Avenue in Queens on the second floor.
Okay. And what is this exhibit again?
It's a concert. It's a concert and live music by many groups of the Andean nation and also the Aztec nation. And there'll be dancing. There'll be a food, traditional food. And it's a benefit. And the donation we're requesting is $10. And it was a raffle. So that's happening on the 17th, which will be Saturday.
That's Saturday. Mm-hmm. Now, so I didn't get the name of the place. Can you spell out the name of the place?
Sure. The name is called Fisa Pakari. And it's S-I-S-A Pakari. P-A-K-A-R-I.
Okay, Fisa Pakari.
Pakari. P-A-K-A-R-I.
Okay, Fisa Pakari, 6710 Roosevelt Avenue, and this is in Queens on the second floor, and it is a donation of $10. And you said it starts at 7 p.m.?
Yeah, from 7 to 2 a.m. Uh-huh.
7 p.m. till 2 a.m. So people have plenty of time to make their way over there and offer their donation. And what is the next event that's going to be part of this series of events?
Okay, so the next event will be receiving the grandfathers and the grandmothers and of the registration. That will be on the 20th. And then we will have a small ceremony, including a sweat lodge for the grandfathers and grandmothers who want to participate. And that will be at Brook Park, and that's East 144th and Brook Avenue in the Bronx. And that's on the 20th, beginning at 3 p.m. So if people want to come, they cannot make it to the other place. They want to come and meet them and receive them and say hello and join in, or maybe bring a donation, bring some food. We're asking for all the help that we can get. It's a community event. This whole project is a community event.
Okay, so you said it was Brook Park, B-R-O-O-K.
Yes.
Brook Park, and it's 114th Street.
141st.
Okay, 141st Street.
Yeah, East 141st and Brook Avenue, right in the corner.
Okay.
And if someone hasn't been there before, this is a place where they actually have a beautiful garden, community garden. And they have a sweat lodge set up there, and this is where we have many events that go on throughout the year. So that's where they receive. Yeah, they're incredible in the middle of the Bronx, you know, and this is mm-hmm. going on.
So let me ask you again: what time is the event on the 20th?
Okay, on the 20th it is at 3 p.m. We begin at 3 p.m.
That's 3 p.m. Okay.
Uh huh. Uh huh.
All right,
it's open to the public? It's open to the public. The sweat lodge might not be able to accommodate a whole lot of people who come in besides the grandfathers and the grandmothers at that time, but they still can come and meet them and greet them and you know, talk and get to know us.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. Our next event will be the 21st.
21st, okay.
Yeah, the 21st, and like I mentioned, it is the International Day of Peace, September 21. So we're right in tune with that one. And what we'll be doing, we'll be having a sunrise ceremony, you know, performed by different people from we have different nations now with us. And but it'll be at Flushing Meadows Corona Park. That's the Flushing Meadows Corona Park.
Corona Park.
Right. And that one, we're gathering since 5:30 to get ready. The sun appears approximately 6:40, 6:35, something like that. that will be mm-hmm. ready. And then we'll be there a few hours, a couple of hours. And then we'll be actually the Zion Church on Lexington will be there from 10 to 12 preparing for our first day at the UN Annex. Okay? Now, mm-hmm. so that's just a preparation step in between. And then our first session, opening session, we'll be greeting all the people, setting the agenda for the following week, will be at 1 p.m. at the UN Annex, and that's at 310 East 44th Street, right downtown in Manhattan. And this will be an introduction to the agenda, and we have a special guest. Will be joined by the group that are leading the defense of sacred land and water in Standing Rock, the Standing Rock Sioux Nation. And part of our conference there will be hearing the report and projection and giving thanks for the victory that we have achieved at this time of all the people coming together to like I said before, to be a part of the decision making of this great important event going on in the world. And that is from 1 to 6 at the UN Annex. Now, on these events at the UN Annex and the following day at the reception, you need an invitation. It is by invitation only. So this is important to get a hold of us and write to us or phone us so we can give you and send you an invitation to attend.
And how will people connect with you in order to get this invitation? Do you have an email that they should contact?
Yes, I have my email and my phone number to text. That's how I'm getting most of my messages. As I explained to you, at the moment, I don't live here in New York. I'm living in California, but I've been here working on this project. So I can give you my phone number, and I've been getting a lot of texts from a lot of people, so we're hoping to be able to accommodate everybody.
Okay. So if you want to give out now, and then we'll come back and do it again at the end.
Okay, good enough. Okay, my number is area code 415-756-5589.
Again, and you would prefer that people text you?
Yes, I do. I do, because that way it's easier for me to get to it. And my number again, 415-756-5589. And my email, they can email as well. My email is Z, like zebra, EMAZATZIN, Masatsin, @hotmail.com.
Okay, zaymatatson@hotmail.com. So we'll let people know a little bit more about that. Now, let me ask you, a lot of these things are open to the public. Is the event at the Zion Church open to the public?
At the Zion Church, yeah, that one is also open to the public. That's actually, like, you can call it like a staging ground. They're allowing us a couple of hours there so we can get together before we head on to the UN. We're going to probably walk from there to the UN. It would be real tight. The security and the transportation would be hard, pretty hard in vehicle. And but it is. You can also come there between 10 and 12 and meet us there. And, like I said, once again, the idea is for the community, the people from the outside, anybody come and meet some of the grandfathers, the grandmothers, and then you establish relations and continue working from there. So that's what's going on. Now, our reception will take place on the 22nd. But on the 22nd, we'll begin once again with the sunrise ceremony, and that will be the actual equinox day, the sunrise ceremony. And we're going to begin at an inland park, at sacred Lenape land. They've found a space for us, and we'll be there for sunrise. Okay. And then
that's on the 22nd.
That'll be the 22nd. And we could say from 6 o'clock in the morning till at least 10 o'clock, maybe noon, we'll be there. And still, And then on the 22nd, our reception is at the Secretariat of the United Nations, located at 1 United Nations Plaza, right directly across the street. Now, as I mentioned before, the Women's Guild of the United Nations has sponsored us in this respect to provide the space for us. We hope for a good reception. Once again, you need an invitation. But at this reception, we're looking at, like I said before, our special guests are not only our grandfathers and grandmothers from Peru and other 9 countries, but also now our special guests include a grandmother's grandfather from the Navajo Nation and a grandmother's grandfather from the Dakota Nation, and especially the contingency is coming from Standing Rock at the reception. So this is an incredible opportunity for us to do the work of unity. And that's what it's all about, unity together. It's for everybody. Nobody's being left out, and everybody's being encouraged to participate and contribute to, even to making this event better. In fact, we won't set our complete agenda until we meet all together. And once we're all there, and then between everybody who's present, we'll set our agenda, you know, to ensure that everybody has an opportunity to contribute. And then when we're done, when it's all over, we're all going to get together and come to conclusions, resolutions, and hopefully come out with a positive, you know, very concrete plan on our next step. So in other words, we're not here just to have fun and we're not tourists. So we're here to try to join our experience with yours and others and come with good, concrete solutions to the situation that we find ourselves in humanity.
Okay, this is a lot of information. In a minute, we're going to take a break, a station break. Can you stay on the line and we can come back and go a little bit deeper, but I want to be able to repeat some of this information for people. And I also want to let everyone know, if you've missed all this information, you've missed the phone numbers, the emails, you could also email myself at the familiar email, heartofmindradio@gmail.com. One of the reasons that I'm asking to go over all these details so I could put it all together in an email for anybody who needs those details, just drop me an email at heartofmindradio@gmail.com and I'll send out the details, the contact information, and how you can go about getting involved with these events. So I want everybody to hold on, stay tuned, and we'll be back after a brief break.
This is PRN.FM. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you're coming with us.
Hello, everyone. I'm Bhavani Jaroff, natural food chef and owner of IE Green, a company dedicated to connecting the dots between the foods we eat, how they are grown, how they impact our environment, and how they affect our health. We celebrate the pleasures around the table and work to build a sustainable food movement of like-minded people. I'd like to invite you to join my show, IE Green with Bhavani, every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, where I share my recipe of the week, discuss food and environmental policies that affect us all, and interview a leader in the fields of food, health, or the environment. Together, we can work to build a sustainable food movement, one bite at a time. Remember, my show is every Thursday at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I hope you can join us.
Hi, this is Maria Heller, host of The Maria Heller Show, heard at MariaMeria.net 4 days a week. But every Sunday at 3 p.m. Eastern, you get to hear one of the best shows of the week on The Maria Heller Show right here on PRN.FM. If you missed the show, they're archived right here on site at PRN. Support real truth in media by tuning in and sharing the information you hear with anyone that'll listen. The Progressive Radio Network is moving forward, and we hope you are coming with us.
right, welcome back. You are tuned to PRN.FM, the Progressive Radio Network, and I'm Catherine Davis. My guest this morning is Mazatzin, and he has been speaking to us about all of these really important events that are taking place in this week, and it's in some ways centered around the International Day of Peace, but it's also a way for us to begin to open and experience and learn more about the wisdom teachers and the indigenous, the Aboriginal elders of our continent, the Americas. There was a time when this was one contiguous land with different nations living in different regions, each developing and cultivating their understanding, their knowledge. And then we went through, I would say, a time of darkness when a lot of this was forced underground. And now we're living during a time when the wisdom has come back and is now accessible to all of us. But also, I think it's time for us to really begin to surrender to this as true guidance for us as we go forward collectively as a people, but also we can access a lot of this guidance and wisdom for how we can understand our own lives. And Mazatzin, one of the reasons I bring this up is because I do know that you are a teacher and a wisdom keeper, and I was hoping that you would be able to explain a little bit about the wisdom of the calendars that are used in Aztec, Mayan, Toltec culture, and a lot of people have adopted and have an understanding of it, but they may not truly understand how intricate and how important it is to reflect upon it so that you can see first who we are, because everyone has, according to their birth, we'll be able to get insight of that, but also it can help us in understanding the age and day that we're living in. So can you give us some sense of how important this calendar and the understanding is that you share and teach?
Yes. Thank you. Thank you for the good question. And for asking that, I will get right into that. I just got two more days to go on my schedule. Should I go on my two days first or go into the calendar?
Let's not miss anything. Go ahead.
Okay. Let me get this out of the way, then I'll show you how they fit into this and what we're doing. Because that's one more important thing, that when we conduct this conference in this 5 days, we're actually going to be walking on the calendar system. We're actually going to be using the units of time that are described in the calendar, that include 13-day cycles, that include the 20-day periods, but also something very, very interesting that we've been able to bring out, they include minutes. In other words, there's actually units of minutes in the cycle. And we're going to be following the conference according to this time in order to get back into the rhythm and walk with the rhythm of time of the earth around the sun. But let me just finish off real quick on this information that we're going to be at, because I think I ended up telling you about the reception, correct, that we did?
Yeah.
And then, okay, so in the reception that is going to take place, there's going to be a coming together, because they're presenting, our elders that are coming from North Dakota are presenting a couple of treaties, wampum belts that were signed, wow, hundreds of years ago when the European nations first started appearing and coming over here to this continent. And there were treaties that were signed, you know, friendship treaties, unity treaties, these kind of things were signed. And so we're going to bring those back up. I'm going to say, hey, remember we signed this, or let's sign again. Whatever it takes. In other words, we're open for negotiation. You know, that's the whole thing. We need to work with everybody, and so that'll happen on the 22nd, and then let me go back to my place where we're at on the 22nd, and that'll be from 4 to 8 p.m. the reception on the 23rd. Which will be the Friday. We will be once again at Slushy Meadow Corona Park at the Queens Museum. And we're going to have an open discussion, a roundtable discussion on the issues of the rights, of human rights, of course, and the rights of the earth and the rights of the children and the women. We're looking at this particular point, but it's open. It's an open table, and people can come in from the community. It's open to the community. There's no charge for this event, you know, that we've faced yet. We want people to come and participate. We do ask, of course, for the kind hearts and kind donations that they can give to help us, you know, offset some of these costs that we'll be having. But that's it. So that'll be
on that Friday.
And that'll be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. From 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. On that Friday at Fleshing Meadows Park Roundtable. And we expect to have a good discussion there. And because of the time that, like you said, that we're living in, it's a time for speaking, for bringing our information together. Now, on Saturday at Fleshing Meadows Park, Fleshing Meadows Park will be like our main focus for events. And at Fleshing Meadows Park on Saturday, there'll be a dancing, incredible dancing, Aztec dancing by the Aztec dance crew from throughout the area. All the Aztec dancers from the northern, northeastern part will gather there. And that'll be from 10 a.m.
About tomorrow or next week, Saturday?
That'll be Saturday, the 24th. Saturday,
okay.
The 24th. Yeah, these events begin all for the whole week. Saturday, mm-hmm. the 24th. At 10 a.m., we'll begin the dancing, the Aztec dancing. And of course, during this time, by the way, there'll also be tables, an information table, of course, but there'll also be discussions by the grandfathers, the grandmothers. There'll be workshops going on. So there's a whole event thing going on, and children are welcome. There'll be plenty of things to do for the children as well. And then finally, on the 25th, the last day, it's a Sunday, the 25th, we'll be at Fleshing Meadows Park, and most of the day there, and beginning from 30, 9 o'clock, and so forth, and we'll go all day long. And on this day, we're inviting all the communities that are members of the Sacred Circle, which are 9 different countries from down south, and all the new ones that are coming into the circle. We're inviting them all to bring their culture, their traditions, their dancing, their ceremonies, and their food, of course. And we're going to have a beautiful gathering and to complete this work. There'll be open discussion, open to the public. And there'll be in the open area, the grandfathers, the grandmothers will give their conclusions, their hopes, their projections for the next one. And everybody will come to a conclusion and have, I believe, a send-off to the grandfathers and grandmothers. So they'll know that they came, did a good job, were well-received, and will be happy to be back again. And that'll conclude our time of the work that we're doing. The grandfathers and grandmothers will be around for another 4 to 5 days more after that. Some of them, not all of them. So we are open to being invited to schools, to universities, to places. So they can come and present a little bit of their information as well. Take advantage of their trips here. And so they can have a good trip. I want to say also that all these grandfathers, all these grandmothers, and young people too, by the way, I must say this part. We have a young grandmother, so young that they call her the youngest grandmother on earth. She's 11 years old. We call her young grandmother because of her wisdom, because of her capacity and her maturity at such a young age. But she is incredible. And she confirmed me a couple nights ago, called me up and said, "Maestro, we have our visa. We're collecting our money for our pass and our tickets, and we'll be there for sure." And she asked, "Could I please have 5 minutes to speak?" She wants 5 minutes to speak. Believe me, you will be amazed at this young heart. So in this Council of Elders, we have developed and established a circle of youth and a circle of children as well. Because we want to prove and beyond a shadow of a doubt that this is all about everybody working together. And the whole purpose of this whole 10 years that these grandfathers and grandmothers have been traveling in all these countries and coming here, the whole purpose is to be able to deliver to our children their cultural inheritance as formidable tools that they can use to build their new world. But we want to help by providing some of the building blocks that we use hundreds and thousands of years by our grandfathers and grandmothers. Now, we know also His knowledge, his wisdom is worldwide. It's everywhere, in every corner of the earth, in every round corner of the earth is there. So we know that, that this knowledge and wisdom is inside all the listeners, in their veins, and this blood runs all this knowledge in the people. In other words, we have the opportunity, let's take responsibility. But we say responsibility can only come if there's an identity. So that's the part that the calendar plays, and helping us find our identity. Where do we fit in into this beautiful work called the Mother Earth?
And I believe that's what's really been missing with everyone. And so I think you're bringing a great wisdom to all of people, whether or not we or whomever is hearing considers themselves to be indigenous or aboriginal. In truth, as a human being, we all are. But we're blessed to see that there are these rich cultures that have been able to hold on to that wisdom.
Right.
So thank you for that. Is it possible, I'm hoping it will be possible, that there's a place where I can get everything written out, or maybe you've sent it to me already, because I could actually put it on the website at PRN.fm for people to be able to pick up this schedule. So if we can work on that for a few minutes after the program, we can make sure that everyone has access to all this information, because it's a lot to absorb in
I'm glad to do that.
I'd like to put it together and put it on the website so that people can really connect and make plans to participate, or maybe they want to connect with you and offer a donation. We don't know, but we want to make sure that we can make that available. And we have another 10 minutes. Maybe you can go to the calendar and how you spoke about that relationship between the calendar and how this event has been organized.
Yes. And thank you very much. And I usually say, well, 10 minutes, but we're only talking, 30,000 years of history. We can do that. No problem. in reality, it comes down to a nutshell. And for the nutshell, right now, I'll start off like this. Everybody has seen that calendar that they call the Aztec calendar. And it's been called the Mayan calendar as well. Of course, that's the circular one with a face in the center with his tongue sticking out. Okay? And the tongue sticking out, my young daughter pointed out to the lady at the museum in Mexico City that it was not for eating, but it was for speaking. Okay? And the tongue is speaking to us, telling us to recognize our potential capacities and responsibilities. And in order to do that, we need identity, like I said before. Identity. So we have found in our work, in our study for the past 26 years, that what we call the Aztec calendar is the culmination of the calendar system. It contains in it information that is Mayan, that's Olmec, Toltec, and it goes back. But it also goes up north to information from the nations of the north and the nations of the south, and a culmination of coming together for the purpose of learning to respect time and get the most out of it, but mainly for the purpose of remaining in the rhythm of the cosmos, the rhythm that people were born into. So in this calendar system that we use, and many people are familiar with the Mayan calendar, that was very, very, very a focal point for many, many years, particularly leading up to 2012. But now here we are 4 years past 2012. Okay. And so what is next? So we call it the next logical step to the Mayan calendar, was the Aztec calendar. It was actually the last calendar system that was developed, that was finished and completed before the invasion of the European invasion upon the land, and that decimated a lot of the knowledge that was acquired over thousands of years. But nonetheless, the knowledge had been acquired, and the knowledge had been put down in stone, put down in codices, in buildings. So it is there. And now we have access to it. A lot of stuff, times we do not. A lot of the information that I talk about are in books, ancient codices, they call them, ancient codices that are scattered throughout the world. In Mexico, there's only, I think, believed three original codices out of the 13 that they say that survived the destruction. But nonetheless, we have access to the information because it was alive, and it is alive. So today, for example, today as we speak right now, today we're on a day called water, the day of the water. And there are 20 days in the system. 20 days. They have 18 periods of 20 days. And then one very special period of 5 1/4 days, which is the last 5 days of the year. A year that begins 10 days before springtime on March the 12th. Unless it's a leap year, like we're in today, then the year will begin on March 11th. Not that there is a leap year system in our calendar system, but we're taking into account the European calendar, and we're correlating with the European Gregorian calendar. And that's another thing. We're not arguing, we're not fighting. We've got no problem with the Gregorian calendar. It's a good calendar. It's been adjusted. In fact, it gets adjusted every 4 years with the leap year. Okay? But we do have, you know, ancient calendar systems that are more precise because they don't need to have that four-year adjustment. So right now, there are 4 years in our calendar system. The year of the house, the rabbit, the reed, and the plant. 4 years. And they repeat themselves with numbers from 1 to 13. And then the year cycle begins again. One rabbit or whatever the next one is. The days are 20 days in a calendar system. And they're all numbered from 1 to 13. And then the count begins again. So in other words, it's moving in 20-day cycles for 18 periods. But at the same time, it's moving in 13-day groups times 20, the 20 days, and that gives you 260 days. You add another 13-day cycle, 273, and between 260 and 273 is the gestation period of a human being. And that is our calendar. We are the numbers on the calendar system. Okay? So when you add those numbers to the day science, like today is the day 8 water. So it's the day of the water, but in the 13-day cycle, that started 8 days ago, which would be the cycle of the wind. So these are, I know there's a lot of information, like you said, that we're putting out like this. I do have a website that every day, in fact, by minutes, but we have a clock on there as well, moving in 18-minute segments. And on my website, you can see every day what day it is, the number of the day, companions of the day. In other words, a day sign that you will see, like water today, for example, has a companion, and it's called Ilwika Posintli, and it means respectable cosmic companion. The day signs turns out to be, if we call it, if it was talking about a human being, it would be the responsibility of time of that particular day. The cosmic companion is the potential that exists in that piece of time to fulfill that mission. So every day has a cosmic companion, a respectable cosmic companion. And by the way, all of these cosmic companions I'm talking about and all these symbols that you will see on our website, these are just natural elements, natural concepts that our grandfathers put into little figures, human figures, to personify them, make it easy to teach, to make you a brother of the wind, to make you a brother of the sister of the rain or the water. And so none of these have to do with superstition. None of these have to do with religion. None of these have to do with fantasies or things like that. These are all scientific nomenclature that they're using. Xiuhtecuhtli, for example, is the ultraviolet rays of the sun when the sun is directly above our heads in a zenith passage. In other words, as we get deeper and deeper into this system, we realize that they were talking scientific terms, astronomical terms, and this is the way that they spoke in their beautiful, beautiful paintings. So the ancient painted books of the grandfathers has this information, and I was fortunate to be partakers of it. We know one thing as well, and you mentioned it earlier in certain words, but we say it this way: it's not a Mexican thing, it's not an Aztec or Mayan thing, and it's not an Indian thing. It is a human experience of personal transcendence with global consequences. In other words, we can and we will change the world. You know, once we start doing what? Going back into the rhythm of time and walking with the earth in its rhythm. And that's what the grandfathers did. So the calendar system is very, very important. I mentioned that we were going to conduct our reunion, our gathering this time around, based on this calendar system, meaning that we're looking at specifically on the days of the calendar. We're performing our, not just our ceremonies, but our conferences, our roundtables. And then the day is broken up into 20 pieces of time, 72 minutes each, further broken down into four pieces, which are 18-minute segments. But we actually have 80 pieces of 18 minutes in a day. Now, tell me that's not a lot of time. That's a whole lot of time. Yes, yes. When you look at it like that, there's so much time. But there's time for creativity, there's time for activity, and there's time for reflection. And they have all this broken down in the ancient books. And we want to share that with the people. So you, yourself, like myself, were born on a particular day with certain qualities and potentials. And that becomes my cosmic identity. Once again, an identity that's not measured by the color of our eyes or skin or hair or language or who we come from or religion. All these things are beautiful and okay, but that's not what makes us who we are. Our identity must come and does come from our potential. And that comes when we take our first breath of life. So on the day that we took our first breath of life, all the potential capacities and that were present at that time, all of those are acceptable to us. In other words, they're within our grasp. And this is our potential. And from there comes our responsibility. So I think it's a beautiful thing of bringing people together. And it goes beyond. There's a thing that we say all the time in indigenous circles. We're talking about mending the hoop. That we're trying to mend the hoop. That the hoop of life, the hoop of the world has been torn. And so we've been working for quite many hundreds of years to mend this hoop. But now we come to the conclusion that mending the hoop is everybody's responsibility. I know it's everybody's business that we mend this hoop. Okay? And the hoop is the hoop of life. But we all fit in. And the hoop of life of all living beings, which also, of course, includes the plants, the animals, you know, the elements that give us life. So we believe that this calendar system, if we were to put it into practice, and it would be beneficial to all of us. And by the way, also, we're not necessarily trying to impose a different philosophy and thinking. All we're saying is, hey, you know what time it is? Let me tell you the time. Okay, that's all we're saying. You know what time it is? Now, I'm going to say what time it is, and you're going to jump up and run that way. He's going to jump up and run the other direction because of what time it is. Well, that's up to you. Run up whichever way you need to, you know, or jump however you like. All we're trying to tell you, look what time it is. Here's the time. Here's the time. Here's the time. Our ancestors were given their responsibility to find the meaning of time and to get the most out of it. And we call it making time your friend. Okay? And this work is time. And so, just a little bit about what I can tell you at the moment.
Well, you've actually shared a tremendous amount, and it just makes me want to really learn more. I'll have to invite you back again so that we can go deeper into this and maybe even invite some listener calls. But in the meantime, give your website and your contact information again before we run out of time.
Okay, good enough. Okay, so once again, my name is Masak Singh. And that's spelled M-A-Z-A-T-Z-I-N. And it means deer, like a deer. Okay? And my phone number, 415-756-5589. That's my phone number. It's out of San Francisco area. And my email, T-Masaksin, with a Z like zebra, E-M-A-Z-A-T-Z-I-N. That's my email. My website
is at
hotmail.com, my email. My website is www.aztecayolocali. That's a long word. And I use K for my, when I say Azteca. So it is A-Z, like zebra, T-E-K-A-Y-O-L-O, KALLI.com/clock, CLOCK. AztecaYoLocali.com/clock.
Excellent.
And you go right into my clock and see what's happening.
Yes, I'm looking at it now, and it's beautiful because there are images here to go with the information. We're just out of time, so I have to say good morning for now and invite everyone to connect with Mazatzin. If you missed the information, send an email to heartofmindradio@gmail.com and also check the website prn.fm a little bit later in the day. We'll put as much up there as we can. So thank you very much for joining us, and I look forward very much to participating and attending some of these events as much as I can. Thank you, Ms. Hudson.
Have a beautiful day. My heart will become happy when I see you.
Excellent. And I want to invite all of you to stay tuned to the Progressive Radio Network, PRN.FM, for more fabulous programming.